From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi forces say they're preparing to enter the city of Mosul 2 weeks after launching an offensive to retake the city from its Islamic State defenders. Special forces entered the last village in front of the city's eastern edge Monday and now stand a few hundred meters from the city's limits. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook says Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is pleased with the progress.
The campaign is on track and moving forward according to plan. Progress in the last 24 hours includes the successful clearing of the village of Ali Rash on the southeast outskirts of Mosul by Iraqi security forces and Kurdish forces clearing Karabat and Khani Shirin north of the city.
The Pentagon estimates as many as 7,500 IS fighters could be defending the city. Cook cautioned tough fighting lies ahead, but he said there's no question counter-IS forces have the momentum.
ISIL resistance so far has consisted of extensive use of vehicle-borne IEDs, indirect fire and snipers in an attempt to delay the advance, as well as obscuration fire set to try and conceal ISIL positions and movements. None of this has stopped the Iraqi advance and, of course, the support for the Iraqi advance, but from the coalition.
The Iraqi State Television reports IS defenders are fighting some of the hundreds of thousands of civilians who have risen up against the militants. Cook said so far few civilians have fled the fighting. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is expressing shock and worry and has ordered an investigation into allegations by a rights group of rapes by soldiers and police of women and girls who are fleeing the Islamist group Boko Haram. Human Rights Watch said it has documented more than 40 cases of sexual abuse at several camps in the capital of Borno State, Maiduguri. A presidential spokesman said the welfare of these most vulnerable Nigerian citizens is a priority of the government. This is VOA News. The two main U.S. presidential candidates have just a week to convince voters to support them ahead of the November 8 election. Speaking Monday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Republican hopeful Donald Trump said the way his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, handled email while Secretary of State put the nation at risk.
Hillary is the one who sent and received classified information on an insecure server, putting the safety of the American people under threat. That's what she did.
Speaking in Kent, Ohio, Clinton said she welcomed the reopening of the investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And I am sure they will reach the same conclusion they did when they looked at my emails for the last year. There is no case here.
FBI Director James Comey informed Congress Friday that law enforcement officials will examine a new batch of Clinton emails found on a computer of the estranged husband of a close Clinton aide. The U.S. is expressing concern after Turkish authorities maintain pressure on opposition news media in the wake of the July 15 aborted coup. Police Monday detained the editor and senior staff of the main secularist newspaper, Cumhuriyet. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
The United States supports the government of Turkey's efforts to bring to justice those responsible for the 15 July coup attempt, of course. We stand by our friend and NATO ally Turkey in the fight against terror in all its forms, including against the PKK. However, as Turkey's ally and friend, we encourage the government of Turkey to ensure that the rule of law and fundamental freedoms are protected.
The government claims the paper was suspected of supporting Kurdish militants as well as the coup plotters. Lebanon's parliament elected former army commander Michel Aoun as president, ending more than 2 years of a power vacuum and political stalemate. The 81-year-old Aoun, a strong Hezbollah ally, was sworn in as the 13th president, pledging political and economic reform and urging a partnership among deeply divided political factions. Pope Francis Monday and his Lutheran hosts called for unity between Catholics and Protestants during inaugural commemorations of the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation in Sweden Monday. The Pope said we're living through a renewed spirit and in the recognition that Christian unity is a priority. He said more unites us than separates us. French demolition teams cleared the last remnants from the so-called jungle refugee camp near the port city Calais. Up until last week, it was where thousands of migrants lived in squalid conditions, hoping to make it to Britain. Swedish diplomat Raoul Wallenberg, credited with saving tens of thousands of Jews in Nazi-occupied Hungary, was finally officially declared dead last Wednesday, reported by the Swedish Press Monday, more than 70 years after disappearing into the hands of Soviet authorities in 1945. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.